Hey everybody, welcome to another installment of Revelation Wellness Nashville. So glad to have you joining me today. I am really looking forward to getting back into the podcast. We started off in January with a new training program and kind of approaching health and wellness from basically what God had really taught me when I was in a real desperate place of just knowing his heart towards freedom and fitness. So we did a whole month of that, and now I took a little bit of time off just to spend some time with the Lord, continuing to have my mind renewed, continuing to be poured into the Lord, from the Lord, and now to be starting up another podcast series. The next podcast series is going to be called April Adventures, and it's really just going to have to do with my everyday and what that really looks like. You know, a lot of times, or at least probably in years leading up to now, maybe not so much the last 2 years, but before that, I'd been a Christian. You know, I've been a Christian since I was probably 8 years old. But now the things that I'm experiencing in my life and in my walk are so much more powerful, so much more freeing, that I want to be able to share with you guys and show you that it is really just a knowing who you are in Christ, being bold, being brave, being in his presence, being brave to even be still and know his voice, that really gives us the courage to approach people and walk in freedom, walk in love, walk in grace, and really see his kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. So I just want to share with you guys some stories that happen to us when we're out and about, and how the Lord uses us to pray over people we have just literally met, how he uses us to encourage people we have just met and maybe know nothing about. But when God is involved, he can reach to the depths of people that you could never do, even if you knew these people for your whole life. When God allows us to be in a position with other people to just be his hands and feet, just to compliment somebody, and then God open a door for us to really pray and encourage and to do whatever he wants us to do in that place, it's so powerful. So I hope these podcasts will just encourage you into a deeper relationship with the Lord, and see what he has for your adventures. So let's go ahead and pray and just open up today. Father God, I just thank you so much again for just allowing me to be your hands and your feet and your mouthpiece. Father, I pray that each person listening, God, that their hearts would just be open to receive a new word from you, God. Lord, I pray that I would just continually get out of the way, Lord, so that your work may be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, I just actively participate with whatever you have for tonight. God, I pray blessings upon each one of the listeners, God, that you would bring increase to their life, God, increase grace, increase revelation of who you are, and increase hope, Father, of the purpose that you have for their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalms 139, verse 13 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you." This chapter in Psalms 139, 13 through 18 really caught my attention as I was kind of thinking about this podcast. And the Lord had really given me some revelation today in my workout and just some things that I felt like he wanted to share with me. Have you ever asked the Lord what he thinks of you? Now, it might seem like I'm jumping around a little bit because I'm talking about the verse, but I want to go back and just ask you that question. Have you ever asked the Lord what he thinks of you? When we read in Psalms 139, it portrays David's heart towards God and his understanding, his revelation of who he is in conjunction with God, and how detailed God was in just being a part of the process of David being formed, and God's involvement with just who we are from before we're even actually a substance of any type, that God is so aware of who we are because he's creating us. He's already developed us in his mind and in his heart, and he's just waiting for the opportune time for us to be here on the earth. You are so uniquely designed. Your different character traits, your different gifts, your different, just even your physical features, you're so unique to you. There is no combination of gifts and abilities and talents that anybody else has that you have. You shine God's light and God's creativity in such a unique way that nobody else could ever possibly replicate that combination in that way. Unfortunately, a lot of times we don't allow ourselves to show God's creativity because we let other people define us. We let situations define us. We let constant labels define us. So a lot of us are just kind of under this umbrella of what people have labeled us, what we've accepted as our truth. So a lot of times people say things, and especially when we're young, that is a vital time where we are so vulnerable and we don't really have a concept of what truth is. So really anybody can say things to us, and it gets woven into how we go out and live life as we get older. So we live under those different ideas of who we really are, and then we become adults and we lack joy, we lack love, we lack grace, we lack compassion, we lack just everyday joy. And I really believe that that has so much to do with the fact that we have lost touch with our true identity. We reach out to the Lord, we reach out to the Father, and there's all these things that the Bible says, but yet we still feel like we're underneath a cloud. And I feel like that today the Lord really wants to lighten our load, and he wants to remove that cloud from over the top of us by giving us a word about who he says we are. So again, I had asked you earlier, when was the last time that you asked God what he thinks about you? I was in a workout one day, and I remember this question kind of popping up into my mind, and for a moment, I kind of was like, oh my gosh, like I would not want to hear what God has to say about me. I better not ask that question. And immediately, the Lord just spoke to my heart, and he goes, what do you believe about me that you're afraid to come to me? I'm a loving father. I have nothing but encouragement for you. And we really read, like in Galatians, I've talked to you guys about this before, in Galatians 5:22, where it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, which I really think about is like an idea of like, this is what, when God speaks, this is what's kind of left behind. And so the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So I was just thinking, like, is that, would that be God's voice to condemn me and just tell me how horrible I am? But that's really my perception of, like, sometimes I've really had to work through the idea that, like, when somebody wants to talk to me, like, it's going to be bad. It's just going to be bad, and I did something wrong. And I was projecting that on the Father, too. So when I had this idea of, I wonder what God would say about me if I asked him, I had to really work through that, because I was projecting that negative thought and that negative experience that maybe I've had in the past onto the Father. So I got rid of that, and I reapproached the Lord, and I just said, God, what do you say about me? And as I worked through my workout and I just kind of left the floor open for the Lord to speak, he spoke the word authentic. And I can't tell you what that did for my heart, because I am somebody who just, I really do love the Lord with all of my being. And sometimes I think that sometimes that can come off as quote unquote a little too much for people. And, you know, I've had people just kind of look at me differently, and that's fine. I really don't care. But I really want from the depths of my being for people just to know, like, hey, this is like the real deal. I'm not trying just to be biblical. I'm not just trying to put on a good face and like do all the right things. I genuinely to the core of my being just want to know the Father, know his love, walk in his ways. And not that I'm always successful with those things, but that's the desire of my heart. And so when the Lord spoke authentic, it really just spoke to the core of my being to let me know that God really sees my heart. A lot of times we run from what God might think, but I wonder sometimes if we really knew our identity and we really knew what God thought about us, if we wouldn't be so less offended. I spoke about this a little bit on my Facebook before, but I want to talk about it to you guys here on my podcast. A lot of times as the church, whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, we are so constantly offended. We are so upset when someone cuts us off in traffic. We're upset with our coworker who just give us a side look. We're upset with our family members. We are offended that somebody is just rubbing us the wrong way all the time. They said this, they did that. And so many times that that offense comes from a deep root inside of our heart that wonders if possibly what they're saying might be true. If whatever they're saying might actually be true, because if I knew that I knew that I knew that it wasn't true, would I really be that offended? I used this analogy before as well. If somebody went around town calling me a purple kangaroo, which might be kind of awesome, but if somebody went around calling me a purple kangaroo, I would not be offended by that. I know I'm not a purple kangaroo. Everyone knows I'm not a purple kangaroo. So anybody that they told that I was a purple kangaroo would be able to do with that information what they want. They would know me, they would see me, and they would say, she is not a purple kangaroo, right? So I don't have to run around, I don't have to exhaust myself to go around telling everyone I'm not a purple kangaroo. I can actually just go about my life unoffended, knowing that I am not a purple kangaroo. How ridiculous would that be for me to run around town to every single person that the accuser is saying I'm a purple kangaroo to say, I'm not a purple kangaroo. I am not a purple kangaroo. I'm not. One, I'm going to be exhausted. Two, it's going to be kind of ridiculous that I'm even participating in this whole thing, because it's pretty clear I'm not a purple kangaroo. But if there is something in me that is not quite sure, maybe there's a little bit of truth to the fact that somewhere deep down, I am a purple kangaroo, I am going to really want to go out and tell people that I'm not a purple kangaroo. Same thing with, like, if somebody were to say I'm not a good mother. This is something that God has also spoken to in my life, so I can use this as an actual example. I've had the Lord several times say to me, you're a good mother. In times when I wasn't even asking about it, he just spoke it to my heart because he knew I would need to know it. Can I get an amen from all the mothers out there who, no matter what kind of great, awesome mother you are, you sometimes want to doubt yourself and doubt your abilities, that your kids are going to turn out good and, like, you're doing the best that you can, but you still wonder, like, am I a good mom? When we sit with the Father, no matter what your insecurity is, no matter what your thing is, God wants to speak to you. He wants to talk to you about you. Now, don't take this the wrong way. No, I don't think the whole earth is about us. I'm not preaching a selfish doctrine here. But I'm saying, like, hey, intimacy with the Father, two-way street here. He wants to hear about you. He wants to speak to you about you. He wants to define you. He wants to go, hey, let's have a chat here. Let me tell you who you are. Because we spend a lot of time asking other people who we are. If this looks good, if that looks good, if we should do this, if we should do that. We call up our friends all the time. We're looking for somebody to just tell us this is right, this is wrong. When the Father is just, like, waiting there going, hey, like, I was here before you were even created. I was weaving you together. I've been here. Psalms 139 totally laid it out for how he's been here. He's been here. And he's the last person that we ask, hey, God, like, what do you say about me? What kind of friend do you say I am? There's some times, like, especially after I had kids, where I really struggled with, like, man, I am an awful friend. Because it just seems like I know a lot about what's going on in my house, and I am losing touch with my friends, and I'm losing touch with just keeping track of all the very important things that are going on in their life. And God gets to speak to my heart, and he gets to say, hey, like, you're a good friend. You really are a good friend. But he gets to do work with me. And then when the enemy comes to say, you're not a good friend, like, look, you totally forgot that thing and you're an awful friend. You should really work on that. So it puts me in a place of striving to be a better friend. And I'm not saying that, you know, you guys can do with that what you want. God will work with us no matter where we're at. He gives us opportunities. If that's something on your heart and God's saying, hey, let me show you opportunities to really show your friends how much you love them, open your eyes, and then you get to walk forward in thriving and not striving. So knowing our identity allows us to be confident in moving forward. It takes away all the anger, all the bitterness, all the resentment, all the desire to retaliate with people. It allows us to approach things with grace and compassion. But you have to be willing to ask the Father who you are. But when you do know who you are, it equips you for the times when the liar comes to lie, when he comes to tell you what you're not. I can stand every single time the enemy comes to me and says, you know what? You're not a good mom because dot, 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 dot. I can go, wait a second. No. God said that I was a good mom. And no matter what I'm seeing in my physical eyes right now, or no matter what the enemy wants to bring up and say, hey, this, this, and this, and this, I can go, it doesn't really matter. Because my dad said I'm a good mom. Or my dad said I'm a good friend. So I just want to kind of encourage you guys with that. Spend some time with the Lord this week. Ask him, God, who do you say I am? What do you think about me? Let him speak to you. Be still. Be willing to listen. If you don't know God's voice, take time to know his voice. It's everything. You can read the Bible all day long and still lack intimacy with the Father. That's where we get a religious spirit versus a disciple of Christ. So know his voice. It is the most important. Know his voice, know his word, know them both. We know his voice a lot of times through his word, seeing how he interacted with people in the word of God. But then we start knowing the Holy Spirit and we become intimate with him and we ask him questions and we open up dialogue with him. I hope this blesses you. I hope you take some time to read Psalms 139 just to continue to have a revelation of how much God cares and how much he wants to let you know who you are and who he created you to be and your identity. I love you guys, and I really look forward to sharing April with you. Have a great day, and as always, leave a comment, share, do whatever you got to do to get the word out that people are loved.